When it comes to the inner workings of Washington, D.C., we often hear about lobbyists influencing the political process. There's another time-tested profession that works just as hard trying to do much the same thing, public relations. In our series examining the PR industry, NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports on the Capitol's agenda-driven messengers who are also trying to shape public policy.
First, what is the difference between lobbying and public relations? For starters, lobbyists have to disclose their activities. PR professionals do not, but they do work together.
The metaphor I like to use is D-Day at World War II.
David Fuskis runs Xenophon Strategies, which does both PR and lobbying.
Everybody's seen the footage of the landing craft coming in with the house on the hill in Normandy. Well, those guys in the landing craft are the lobbyists. They're getting ready to hit the beaches to go try to convince somebody to do something.
The lobbyists' target? Capitol Hill. But Fuskis says the PR folks deploy first.
The communications, we're there about 2 weeks before. We're the Air Force. We're conditioning the legislative landscape for them to go in and do it.
For them, conditioning the legislative landscape means trying to shape public perception. So their primary target? Journalists. Like Lindsay Layton, who writes for The Washington Post.
I'll get a dozen emails or phone calls in a day, so it's a pretty regular drumbeat of folks who want to put a bug in my ear.
Lindsay Layton covers food safety, so let's use that as the landscape. In particular, let's use the battle for attention over the controversial chemical BPA.
Research has shown that BPA can act like the hormone estrogen.
There will be high-level hearings tomorrow on this chemical called bisphenol A, which may be...
The FDA is saying the chemical is of some concern.
Conditioning journalists on the BPA debate are, on one side, the American Chemistry Council, where Ann Womack Colton represents chemical companies.
The art of public affairs is telling your side of the story in as many ways as you can to create that echo chamber around whatever target you're trying to reach.
On the other side, there's Alex Firmusis of the Environmental Working Group.
We provide media outlets, whether they're mainstream media or new media, with our research, and they oftentimes report on it.
The two of them have a pretty strong PR apparatus.
In Washington, one weapon to generate news, a new study, and you shove it at a journalist like Lindsay Layton.
I'll get an email or a phone call from either side saying, hey, did you see this new Canadian study that says BPA is completely safe? Or, hey, did you see that in Australia, this university has found all these health effects associated with BPA? And so I'm just getting over the transom, you know, scientific data pouring in from each side, and they're trying to use it to their advantage and to support their argument.
The advocacy war in Washington is not fought on a level field. It's often a case of a grant-funded public interest group going up against a mammoth commercial industry. Michael Jacobson is a veteran. He's been running the Center for Science and the Public Interest for 40 years.
A group like ours, most nonprofit groups, don't have the money to sponsor television commercials or full-page print ads like you see coming from chemical companies or soft drink companies.
Along with its own scientific studies, Jacobson tries to come up with catchy slogans.
Fettuccine Alfredo was a heart attack on a plate. Movie theater popcorn was the Godzilla of snack foods. It's little slogans that have stuck for good reason.
And they work.
And now to the eye-popping amount of calories and fat in movie popcorn. Researchers tested samples from the country's three largest theater chains, and NBC's Michael
O'Connor. In 1994, sales of movie popcorn plummeted, and a lot of theaters changed the kind of oil they used. The fight for attention is so intense today. Advocacy groups are using more and more sophisticated tactics, using social media like Facebook and Twitter, aggressively targeting lawmakers' constituents at home, or throwing parties on Capitol Hill to promote your industry. Political advocacy is like any kind of PR. You try and get your message across any way you can. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.